Mother of the Bride, written by Marita Conlon McKenna, read by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1. Helen O'Connor listened to the deep, rumbling snores coming from the other side of the bed. Looking at Paddy's contented face as he snored on oblivious, she resisted the urge to thump him or turn him over. Instead, she snuggled down under the cozy quilt, trying to lull herself into her usual deep sleep. The house was quiet, the sound from the big grandfather clock in the hall strangely comforting as Helen turned over. She was tired and could feel herself relax as the familiar comfort of their big bed worked its magic. She was almost asleep when the phone beside the bed began to ring. A quick glance at the bedside clock showed her that the time was after midnight. Concerned, she began to sit up as she answered it. Beside her, Paddy was already beginning to rouse himself and wake. "Hello?" she answered, barely able to disguise the trepidation in her voice. Calls in the middle of the night usually signaled trouble of some sort. She held her breath, anxious. "Mum, it's all right. It's Amy. I'm just phoning to tell you that Daniel and I have got engaged." Their elder daughter Amy was breathless with excitement on the phone. "We're in Venice, and it's so romantic. Dan proposed on this lovely little bridge over the canal as the sun went down, and then we went for dinner to this amazing restaurant called La Rondine. We're so happy. Can you believe it? Dan and I are going to get married." "Amy and Dan have just got engaged," Helen shouted, shaking Paddy awake. "Oh, Amy, that's wonderful news." Helen was so happy for them both. Amy and her boyfriend Daniel were touring around Italy for a week and were flying back from Florence at the weekend. Although they had only been together for about 2.5 years, Helen and Paddy had secretly hoped that this relationship would work out. They both really liked Daniel and felt he would make a great son-in-law. Everything that the parents of a daughter would wish for. "Congratulations to you and Dan. We're so pleased for you." "Mum, Dan and I don't want a long engagement," Amy continued. "We want to get married next summer." "Next summer?" Helen was a little surprised. From what she could gather, weddings took a lot of organising. Still, if that's what Amy and Dan wanted. "That sounds perfect. Here, I'll put you on to your dad. He's dying to congratulate you too." Paddy at this stage was propped against the pillows, gesticulating madly that he wanted to talk to Amy. Helen passed him the phone and craned to listen to the conversation. "Amy, pet, congratulations. We're delighted. Dan's a lovely fellow, and I know that you'll be happy together," Paddy said, trying to control his emotion. "From the minute I met him, I knew that he would always take good care of you. And now he's going to marry my little girl." "Oh, Dad," Amy wailed. "I'm glad that you and Mum are so pleased for us. It's just so exciting." "Put Daniel on the phone a minute," prompted Paddy. "We want to tell him just how happy we are with the good news." They both pulled the phone off each other, telling Daniel Quinn just how happy they were at the prospect of his joining the O'Connor clan. And they were both reassured by his promises to take care of their elder daughter.
"Mammy, is Kira there? I want to tell her too,"